Muchas gracias.
Thank you very much, Chair, and good morning to all colleagues. First of all, allow me to express my delegation's thanks for all of the efforts made by you, Mr. President, by your team, and by the Secretariat, and of course by the committees. Thank you for all of the work that is clearly reflected in these very substantive and comprehensive documents. My country also acknowledges the support and our own contribution to international disarmament, and this is reflected in the proposals that we will be presenting throughout today as we head towards the review conference. In terms of the action plan itself, we think this is an excellent basis for our debates. It is a cross-cutting, comprehensive document. It includes the gender dimension in a cross-cutting manner as well. And we believe, as other delegations have already said, that there is still room for fine-tuning. We can still look at the 52 actions, and there are many more indicators than there are actions as well. So I'm sure we can still obtain a more concise, more clear, more simple language, and maybe do away with some duplication and simplify things so as to be more focused in how we support national action. We have been very receptive to other delegations' suggestions in terms of making a link between the actions and the indicators. Maybe we could be clear about that and make it a bit more visual. We could use graphs, for instance, just so as to make sure that this is a very user-friendly and accessible document so that capitals can best implement the action plan. We have a formal proposal to make, which is in line with the Netherlands proposal, and that would be to include in the guiding principles section a reference to a national information system. We think this would be a very good idea, and we believe that thanks to this, we could include action, or we could use wording so as to describe such an action and its relevant indicator. We think this is essential in order to measure progress in a way that is evidence-based and in order to facilitate proper monitoring of all indicators and actions. So we would propose an action which would be state by shall consider the development of a national information system, information management system, to monitor, report and verify the effective implementation of the convention obligations. And of course, we can send this proposal in writing to the Secretariat. We would also have a comment on the number of states parties that have a sustainable information management system already so that we can gauge progress on the basis of the proposed tool. So my delegation will be making comments as we go along. But again, congratulations on the good work. Thank you.